The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Back, and you're listening to the official information podcast for Lawrenceburg Community Schools. Welcome to Super Chat. This podcast comes to you on the FlyPod.com New Media Network. I'm your host, Gary Puckett, and today my guests are Superintendent Carl Gailey, Colleen Perfect, Lawrenceburg High School science teacher, Mary Sampson, Lawrenceburg Primary School first grade teacher, and we have some students joining us. Two seniors, we have Hannah and we have Sydney. Nationwide, our media network operates with 35 individual show hosts around the country, 80 syndication partners, 17 different media domain platforms, and we produce and syndicate national, regional, and localized on-demand media programming for over 3,300 small communities 24/7. Our Super Chat show format is offered for school districts across the entire nation. However, this show is singular because although it's about informing our listeners on what's important in K-12 education, more specifically, we drill it down and bring it right to you about what's going on at Lawrenceburg Community Schools. Well, I want to welcome all of you to Super Chat. Colleen, I want to turn to you. You have a partnership of sorts. I suppose it would be called a partnership. It's between your high school and your primary school. It's called Mission Nutrition. Cool name, by the way. Why did you decide to create this partnership, and what's driving the adoption of the Mission Nutrition partnership at Lawrenceburg Community Schools? What's behind this?
I'm a science teacher here at the high school, and many of the classes that I teach are filled with students that are interested in becoming healthcare providers. And in my personal experiences, I have come to really find this connection between health and nutrition. I have two parents that both have heart disease and struggle with diabetes. And so, and seeing the struggles that my parents have been through, that's really fueled me to talk about nutrition and share those stories with my students. And so over the years, I've done that. And what I've found is that when I open up and share about my personal stories of what I've seen my parents struggle with, many of my students also open up and share those similar stories with me. And I found these really awesome stories come about of how nutrition have, in some cases, nutrition has really refueled their parents' lives, and they've seen the power of nutrition. And so that's the background of where this all kind of began. I learned about this new growing system where we could grow vegetables indoors. And that was another big fueling point, like, wow, this is really cool. I want to check this out. I wanted it in my house and I wanted it in my classroom. And so we moved forward pretty quickly. And it really, over the summer when we were doing some planning meetings with my principal here at the high school, we started to understand that we already have a really amazing mentorship thing going with our Big Brothers Big Sisters program. So many of our high school students are comfortable and with working with younger grade levels. And so we decided, let's start this as something where the high school students are going to be working with the younger grade levels. And Mary Sampson kind of like walked right into my life at that same moment. We were at a graduation party and we were talking about nutrition, and she's a first grade teacher in our school corporation. And so kind of all the pieces fell into place pretty quickly. And we moved forward with getting her classroom a growing system in addition to a growing system here at the high school. And we moved forward very quickly in the first couple weeks of school.
So is there a term that's generally used for this type of growing?
Yes, we use an aeroponic growing system. And what that means is that the roots of the plants are not fully in water and they're not fully in air, but they're in a combination of air and water. But there's no soil at all in our growing system.
Wow, how bizarre is that? Well, how long has this program been in existence, not just Lawrenceburg Community Schools, but in general, the Mission Nutrition?
Well, we actually came up with that name, and we built our own program. But as far as aeroponic growing systems, and the system that we use, I believe, was first, like, patented, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but in 2012. So it's relatively new. Not a lot of schools in our country are using this, but there are some schools that are using it. So I learned about a teacher in the South Bronx in New York. He's done some really amazing things in the South Bronx to turn around their whole community. I mean, they've had attendance rates totally flip-flop in the awesome direction of going from really low attendance rates to really high and really high success. And it's been centered around this garden program. And they are also using the same aeroponic growing system that we're using. They do a lot of other things as well. So I can't, you know, speak to it fully, but it's called the Green Bronx Machine. And the teacher's name is Stephen Ritz.
Well, so the Mission Nutrition, that's your own brand, right?
That's right.
That is so cool. I really like it. I really like it. Well, it's my understanding that you have, high school students directly interacting with first grade students. How many of your high school students are currently involved with Mission Nutrition, and how often do they actually get together with Ms. Sampson's first graders?
We currently have 24 students in Mission Nutrition, and that was put together in the first 2 weeks of the school year. And so we have the same core group of students, and they've been working with Mrs. Sampson's classroom for about 1 to 2 times per month. They also meet with me for planning meetings about 1 to 2 times per month during our study hall period. Now, not everyone gets to attend every single meeting and every single time that they go over to Mrs. Sampson's room due to other academic conflicts, but we do have a pretty nice core group of students that continues to show up.
You just wish you could get together all day long. This is pretty intriguing. Well, Mary, let me turn to you. So can you describe for me what actually takes place during the student interaction during the month when the students from the high school get together with your first graders? Describe that for me.
Okay, I'd be glad to. The high schoolers show up in our building and they come down the hallway, the first grade hallway, chanting, "Turn up the beat, turn up the beat." They sing a little song and get my first graders extra excited about their visit. And that happens every time they come to our building.
Well, specifically, I'm sure that you and Colleen have talked about this, but best case scenario, what are you hoping to change as a result of your high school students meeting up with the first graders? I mean, what's the residual that you're hoping will go forward and be carried forward by these individual students?
Well, our objective is to teach students to make healthy food choices so that their overall body and health and thinking about foods is positive throughout their lives.
Well, using this growing method, is there no question in your mind that just an average citizen could do this within their home and grow their own edible vegetables?
Oh, absolutely. I think most people are just not aware that they can do this.
So when the students get together, obviously it probably takes a little bit of time to calm them all down. The enthusiasm takes its toll. But how do you calm them down? I mean, because I could see these little first graders in with the high school students. Describe this scene for me.
Okay, well, the high schoolers come into our classroom and they're very organized and they only have about a half hour to 40 minutes to get a lot of information exposed to my first graders. So I've prepared my kids. I've told them that the high schoolers are coming over, and I've explained basically what the objective of the day is going to be. And we group up into groups. I have 23 first graders, and there are at least 20 kids that come over each time. And we're prepared to do a learning activity with 50 kids in my first grade classroom. Every minute is important. We get a lot done. The kids calm down very quickly because they know we're going to do something interesting with our tower garden. And I do want to tell you about a time, you know, we planted seeds in August and we've watched these seeds grow and we've talked about them and we've journaled about them. We've tweeted about the grow tower. And I want to tell you about a time when the kids came back from fall break and they came into the classroom. And I was sitting at the reading table ready for them to unload their backpacks. And they bypassed me, went straight to the tower garden, and stood there in amazement at how the plants had grown. And I was shocked at their reaction to how much the plants had changed. It was so encouraging. I mean, everybody was so excited that whole day. And I called over and told Mrs. Perfect just, I mean, it's hard to explain in words how excited they were. So we wrote in our journals that day about how much our plants had grown. We did a little math with just trying to measure some of the plants. I mean, it was just wonderful that they were so excited.
I could just see where, as a teacher, that you'd be super thrilled that your kids obviously are learning something that they didn't know before. They're recognizing things, and those are takeaways that you can't replace. There's no question about it. Well, Sydney, I want to turn to you because it's my understanding that you're kind of into the whole recipe aspect of this, and you're looking at maybe even carrying this beyond your high school years. You're a senior this year, but tell me about the recipes.
Well, they're on our website, and I found a bunch of healthy recipes that I think kids will like. I look up, like, vegetarian, kid-free recipes, and they really highlight the nutrition that we're trying to spread.
So what kind of ingredients would go into this that you're growing there that you can include in a recipe you have on the website?
Well, we've grown a lot of lettuce, so lots of salads. We're growing tomatoes, peas, cucumbers, and the kids all love that kind of food. So just finding fun little recipes that highlight those, it's really fun.
Before you know it, you're going to have listeners swinging by for lunch. I've been told that you're looking at pursuing this in some form or another after high school at a college level. Tell me a little bit about that.
I've really gotten into this Mission Nutrition program, and I thought it'd be really neat to start spreading it to like other cities like Indianapolis, where there are a lot of inner city schools and where they don't really have a nutritional background and they're not like exposed to as much there. So I'm going to spread it to inner city schools and hopefully hospitals where kids can start really getting into nutrition and staying healthy and hopefully healing better, like in hospitals specifically.
Hannah, let me turn to you. I heard that you guys are creating a new website. First off, I assume you know what the URL address will be, so listeners will be able to visit it once it's completed, or is it already up and running?
It's currently not up and running. We're still building the website right now, and then we will publish it to the public once it is all finished. It is close, and our URL is ourmissionnutrition.com.
Yeah, so appropriate. I love it. That is so great. What has been part of this program meant to you? I mean, how has it changed your thinking, or has it?
It definitely has changed my thinking. I was involved in trying to become more nutritious because my dad had some health problems my freshman year, so I really wanted to change my lifestyle so I wouldn't have to maybe go through the same medical problems that he had to go through. So when Ms. Perfect brought this idea up to me last year, I thought it was the perfect opportunity to spread more awareness about nutrition. And I just jumped on board because I thought it was a great idea.
Can you give us a little insight into what people will likely find once the website's up and they go for a visit? What kind of things are you going to have on the website?
Currently, we have a bunch of different tabs. We have a videos tab where we will hopefully be putting cooking recipes up. We have one recipe up right now that Sydney and another member of the Nutrition Club made. We also have a blog page, and after each event that we have with our first graders, we write down what we loved about it and maybe what we could change and different things, and we blog about it and we make a blog post. There's a recipes page for all the recipes that we find and that we like. Sydney has been a good provider for the recipes page. There's also a contact page where people can contact us if they want to know more about our program or possibly get involved with the program.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a valuable resource. And that URL should, you know, really be circulated to a lot of other schools. I'm sure other students would find equal interest in this as you guys have. Earlier, we were talking about, I heard a term used, tower garden. Can you explain a little bit of this and kind of maybe the system? What can you tell us about that?
Well, a tower garden is basically like a garden in a tower form, basically. But we have this all explained on our website. We have a webpage that explains what it is and how it works and where you can purchase one and all the things involved with it.
How soon do you think the website will be actually up?
Sometime next semester, definitely before the end of the year.
Okay. Will people actually be able to purchase the tower parts that they need, the components, from Mission Nutrition?
Well, we plan on having links to a website that actually provides you with the garden where we purchased ours from. So there will be links on there for that.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Well, Colleen, you guys are on Twitter, and people can follow you there for any announcements, obviously, real time. Boy, the social media aspect of this could really explode and be a wonderful advantage to your whole program, Mission Nutrition. And like I said, I really love the name. So how can people follow you on Twitter?
You can follow us at Grow, Give, Learn, and we also have an Instagram account at Grow, Give, Learn.
You have got to be loving this. The reaction on the part of the students, that's monster, isn't it?
It is, you know, listening to what the students here had to say today and also what Mrs. Sampson had to say, it did bring tears to my eyes because this is so deeply rooted in seeing the struggles that my parents have had and to see how we can make, you know, what's been some of the hardest times in my life turn out to be something so amazing and positive and impacting so many other people along the way. It really does bring tears to my eyes. So, yeah, it's a blessing.
Well, Hannah, let me swing it back to you. I've heard about this, and I'd like an explanation, if you will. A salad in a jar? I mean, like, what's up with that? I mean, can you fill us in on that?
Okay, so it's basically just exactly like it sounds. We took mason jars, and we used lettuce from the tower garden, and we chopped it off the tower garden, and we cut it up. And kids could make their own salad. So they would take lettuce, and then we had tomatoes, cucumbers. We also had carrots, and then we had dressing for them. So they would put a little dressing in it, and they would shake their jar up, and then they would open it up, and they would have a nice little treat.
How's the taste of that lettuce? Good?
Yes, it's very good.
Sydney, turning back to you, as if we don't have enough congestion in traffic, what is the stoplight? Tell me about the stoplight.
Well, stoplight eating, it's like it tells you how you should eat. Like green means go. Like green foods, you grow them, like all the vegetables and fruits and everything. Yellow means slow down, so don't eat as many of them. And then red, you really shouldn't eat a lot of them. Every once in a while is okay, but try to steer clear.
So how do you use this and apply it to the whole process and the program?
Well, we do our tower garden, and that's all of our go foods, all of our green foods. So the kids really like those. They're always trying to eat new things, and we bring over... Like, the last time we went, we brought over fruit, and they all tried a new fruit. We brought over pineapple, and a lot of them hadn't had it before, so they really liked trying that. We had apples, and it was a fun time.
It sounds like you girls are having a good time with this.
Yeah, it is really fun. I love watching them try new things.
It's exciting. Very exciting. Well, Colleen, when you look at long-term, I know that you've been working on some ideas to help sustain this program to really kind of amp it up and get things going. What would you tell the public, if they're interested in this, about something that they can do to help the program directly?
One really awesome way to help us maintain our program here is to, if you have interest in owning your own tower garden, so growing your own food on this aeroponic growing system, you can check out the information on our website. And if you purchase it through me, I will donate the retail profit back to our school program.
And so this 100% of it.
Yes, 100% of the retail profit. And we own a tower garden at our home, and it's just, it's amazing. I have a 2.5-year-old, and she plants the seeds with me. The vegetables are at eye level. And so guess what? When it's time to harvest, she cannot wait to eat those vegetables. It's a blessing.
That is. I love that. I love the story. That's such a tie-in. There's so much relevance in this.
It is. It's wild.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Carl, let me turn to you as we wrap up here. Do you have any final comments or announcements you'd like to share with our listeners at this time?
Well, Gary, I just kind of wanted to conclude the show by thanking both Mrs. Perfect and Mrs. Sampson, as well as Hannah and Sydney, for joining us today to talk about the passion that they have to create this system. I found it very interesting. I had the opportunity to visit LPS, and I was walking around the halls visiting classrooms, and I walked into Mrs. Sampson's classroom and had the opportunity to interact with the students, and they were so excited to take me to their grow tower and show me the lettuce that was growing. And they were able to describe to me that just previous to that, they had cut off part of the lettuce and they were trying the different types of lettuce that were on there. So they were describing some students liked different variations of the lettuce. So it was nice for them to be able to describe and explain that to me. You also heard Hannah talk about salad in a jar party, and the kids were telling me a little bit about that, how they cut off the salad. They were also able to take 3 bags of the salad, take them to Mrs. Gregory, the principal, and share them with her. They were able to share some with the cafeteria, and how it's really also started to kind of expand the culture at LPS, where they have this and being able to create salads through the cafeteria for some of the staff as well. So it's kind of neat to see how it is really starting to continue to expand.
This has been a very interesting subject indeed. Well, good topic today, and I want to thank all of you for joining me here to discuss the Mission Nutrition Program. Cool name. I love it that it's your own creation. Can't get any better than that. But this has been one whale of a Super Chat episode, and I thank you all for joining me. Listeners, tell us what you think of the topics and the show in general. You can email us directly in studio number 7, shout@theflypod.com, or you can post your public comments directly on the player page for this show. Join us each and every month, year-round. And remember, people, when it comes to the media, we are what's next. Thanks for hooking up with us and listening in here on Super Chat.